So just saying how what a pleasure it's been to be up here at the Standing Calling Festival and see Alex Francis, just seeing you and hearing you perform on stage and being in this beautiful place here in Hertfordshire. And as you were saying, it's your home county.
My home county, yeah. It's wonderful because there's loads of countryside in the area. My guitar player is from Brazil originally, and every time we bring him out of like London, he's like, oh man, like he gets such a kick out of it. It's like refreshing for me, because it's true. Very lucky to live in, you know, such a kind of beautiful area, and it's great that like festivals like this get to happen in, you know, on land like this. It's cool.
That's amazing, yeah. Because
it's changing. Like, there's a lot of like cities, you can do a festival in a city now as well, and that's cool, but that's a different
thing. Yeah, you see the ones at the parks, like Finsbury Park.
Yeah, that's Finsbury Park, there's Clapham Common, there's loads. And that's cool, that's one thing, but it's, you know, it's always a great feeling to just come out in the back of beyond, you know, and just
And sort of be here. And yeah, as I say, in your home county, so have you played many times, like locally, connected with a lot of people here?
I kind of learned to play, just performing around all sorts of dives and the rest of it. Over the years, but I mean, the cool thing about Hertfordshire as a county, there's a lot of it's got a great hub for music.
Yeah,
and even in the venues as well. Like my hometown is Hitchin in Hertfordshire, and it's about probably 40 minutes from here. Hitchin's always been just a melting pot of great new stuff, and it continues even though I don't live there anymore. But like every time I go home, there's always something new to know about. Yeah. There's always something. So yeah, the whole area is just brimming with musical energy.
Yeah, so when you're able to play here, do you kind of feel like a connection back with
Absolutely.
People?
It's nice. We've got a couple on the calendar for festivals this year, which are both in Hertfordshire. This one and another one. Yeah, you feel an extra special something when you come home. Yeah, it's cool.
But and also, I guess being in Hitchin as well, you're so close to London that there's a huge sort of.
It's really easy. If I want to see my family, I can just come home. It's 30 minutes.
Yeah, there's a huge kind of a sequence of places you can play there to establish this.
Yeah, big time. And like even in earlier bands back a few years ago, we could go town to town, you know, getting to eventually to London and the rest of it. There's loads of opportunity. It's awesome. Yeah. You know, I lived in Brighton for a few years as well when I was studying music, and that was meeting musicians that had come to a hub like Brighton, for example, because where they came from. At the hometowns, it was just, you know, it was tumbleweed. There was really, really not much opportunity at all. So I'm lucky to be able to have had, like, to be able to have cut my teeth, so to speak, in just, you know, everywhere, pubs, clubs, venues back in the day. It's good to have that kind of, that opportunity, yeah, totally.
Fantastic. Have you felt like a transition in your songwriting, the different experiences you've been having or the different things you can bring to it? What's been the kind
absolutely,
of...
Absolutely, you draw. I mean, I try and write, I write about life experiences. That's the kind of general crux of what I do. And yeah, totally. There's been so much, even like the way things are now, there's been so much evolution in the last year of like the way I'm doing my thing and the dynamic of that. I've always drawn on life experience. So I have, but I mean, there's a lot of stuff stored as well.
But also, I mean, there's a great way to connect with people because what we experience is shared by others, and so people get drawn to that. But also, is there something that personally that happens to you as well that you find it heals something, or does it
it's a weird thing because, you know, I never sit down and say I want to write this so people understand it necessarily.
Yeah.
But you know, usually it'll stem from myself. I mean, it'll stem from an experience that I may have had of my own. But at the same time, like you say. If there's a relatability,
yeah,
and that's really cool. That's like the ultimate compliment in a way. When people come to you and say, "Oh man, I get where you're coming from there," like, you know, or I can, you know, so that's it's a bonus. But like,
and also if it can help them as well, but then also if it helps yourself somehow by really good diving deep into it describe it, to write it, and then to perform it for a little while and to record it must.
Yeah, it has to manifest. It has to marinade. It has to like.
And then you can let go of it.
Yeah, exactly. I couldn't put that better. That's very well put. Yeah.
So with that over time, then there could be a little change in how you feel because you're kind of healing yourself of all these little things over time. You're describing them, writing about them, and then you're moving forward.
Totally. There's a therapeutic nature of compositions of writing. You know, I mean, I'm really interested in art as well, like, you know, paintbrushes style art, and something that I studied for a brief time, but like, I mean, I think I found my kind of outlet is the pen on the paper, more so these days. But yeah, you're totally right. It's there is a therapeutic nature to it, and I wouldn't really know where to begin to make something up. You know, I mean, you can elaborate on things, and you can build an idea based on perhaps if it was a really something real personal to begin with, and then it kind of, I co-write too. I co-write a lot, you know.
That could be interesting by changing by writing for with or for somebody else.
I have done a couple of pitches for people. I was in Nashville last September and I did a couple of pitches. Wow. Yeah, well, man, it's incredible. you think this country loves music like Nashville? Obviously the States, but Nashville as a place. Lives and breathes it. It's incredible. Yeah. But like over there, like we did a couple of pitches for other writers. But it was nice because there was something of a brief. The brief was quite, they knew what particular people they wanted to have involved for the certain reasons. And so you could bring your own thing, your original thing to the table.
It's a good way you can introduce your little angle to
And then
if all the other artists do that.
It's like a sort of oral networking, like a kind of like a sonic networking without actually having to stand there and sell yourself. You can kind of just do your thing.
Yeah, and so, but also, it's a good way to kind of, as you say, describe what you're doing for others to see and maybe to take part in, but also to your adding to something that's being built by everybody else. Yeah. That's there.
I mean, the majority of what I work on for myself now is co-written. I tend to find that the way my process is, I like to kind of get it to a place and then, because I have a sort of bank of people that I can call upon for co-writes. I don't work with like tens and hundreds of writers.
What about your musicians you work with?
The guys too. Yeah, they're very involved in the creative process. I never wanted them to be like a hired hand. That wouldn't work for me. I mean, that is the band. Like, I just need to name them. You know, we need a band name. So, you know, that was a suggestion.
That's kind of how the Antlers started, wasn't it? Because it was him. And then he went on to become.
Totally. And everybody in the fold. It's a family. It's a unit. We're a total kind of cult, if you will.
Have you been together for a long time? Have you sort of built up all the members?
It's a bit of a mix. The youngest, in the sense of the youngest member of the band, is joined us. Ian joined us playing drums last September. Ben, who plays bass, has been with me for about 6 years. But I got to know them before they kind of started in the band.
Yeah.
You know, you trade off people, you get to know people, and whatever feels right. Because we spend a lot of time together too. Like on the road, we cram up into a bus. You know.
You're having your fun. You're hanging out.
You've got to be able to get on too. Yeah. You know?
That's a big part of it, isn't it? Having that connection.
But no, it's nice. It's our brothers, man. It's cool. It's all right. Yeah. Excellent. So everybody that I work with on a creative basis, I need to be able to feel that.
Yeah.
I think you get the best stuff out of that.
Yeah.
You know, rather than just like, you know, 10 a penny songwriting sessions where it's just like, what are we going to achieve? You know, we're going to try and write a hit. I mean, you need to be able to delve in. You need to be able to take your time. You know, but you need to be able to, kind of like theme wise, the kind of things that I write, like if it's real, you want to, it's like I could talk to my guys that I work with in the same way I could talk to them over a beer in the bar.
It's the
same kind of.
And then from that, that's where you really get. That's where you get the kind of creation out of that.
Absolutely. That's where suddenly you find the themes and the rest of it. Yeah. It's real that way.
Yeah. What's the next plans? What are the next things for writing or creating or playing?
Well, we're going to. So I have an EP out at the moment, which is a 5-track called These Words. And we're sitting on that for a while. We're just going to just continue to promote it the best way we can. My agent's putting some really exciting stuff together for the autumn. I'll keep stirring for the minute. I've been ordered to keep stirring. I got the dictaphone, like, what's he going to say? This summertime, like the festival vibe has been great for exposing these new songs.
Yeah.
You know, we're a new act, and they're new songs to people. So it's just been a pleasure to be able to kind of give people this opportunity to hopefully get into us. So just gonna push on with that until the end of September, and then I'm back to. I was in Brooklyn in June working with a writer out there.
How was it there?
Amazing. Like New York, I mean, I've been a few times to New York just for leisure.
Yeah.
But to be able to go and, you know, actually spend some studio time over there with an incredible guy called Jeff Silverman. Jeff, I don't know if you're aware of a label called Daptone Records. They were fairly underground. And then Mark Ronson used the studio band from Daptone Records as the backing band, as the studio band for Amy Winehouse's Back to Black.
Okay.
So Jeff has some great links with them, and he's an incredibly like-minded guy, and we really hit it off. So I'm going to be back over there with him in September.
Okay.
And then we're going to come back and record another EP, which we'll kind of want to land winter time.
So just basically get the momentum going, going.
I've got quite a lot of material that, like, I mean, in the set as well. If we're doing slightly longer sets, we're pulling in songs that aren't on the EP. but they're kind of getting their legs now. We're starting to formulate them now. So we're just trying to find the right time to go in and cut them, get them feeling right. Yeah. Okay. So I got plenty to get on with.
So it's wonderful to have met you, and so great to hear you perform, and now as well, and feel your energy and your enthusiasm for it.
I'm loving it. I'm just gonna hopefully keep doing the right thing, and people will keep latching on.
That's it.
Yeah.
Share the enthusiasm.
Thank you, man. Yeah, all good. Well, thank you very much, man.
Pleasure, man.
Thank you, Graham. All the best. Yeah.
Yeah, you take care.